run, will you guys give the new kid Presley a shot at returning kicks?
You know, I don't know. That's up to coach, obviously, and you know, who's up and who's not. I mean, he obviously did some things in preseason. He had 106 or 7 yard return in the preseason, and you know, one thing it's, you know, and that's what we're getting ready to face is returners with a lot of speed. And he's, you know, he can run.
Ron, what was your extent of scouting Jake? You know, prior to him being picked up on waivers, have you done extensive work on him? Or
Jacob, well, you know, you look at all the punters. I mean, obviously, you know, he punted for Tampa last year, so you got an idea, you know, what they're all doing. But still, we're more concerned about, you know, our people. In the offseason, we not so much scouting people as you're scouting schemes. You're looking at things that, you know, they do and that type of thing. You know, some people, they want to kick it real high down the middle of the field. Some people want a directional kick. So, you know, we looked at more scheme than we did actual, you know, looking at people.
So did you just, in the time that he was put on waivers, study him and give your opinion? Or?
Well, no, actually, I didn't. I had my plate was full, and you know, I got enough confidence in Coach and Ted and that crew that they're going to bring somebody in there can, you know, do a good job.
What'd you think of him just that first go against Kansas City?
I thought he did a good job. He came in there, and you know, once again, he's been in the league, so he's kicked in the National Football League, and you know, didn't seem to have any issues. I was probably, you know, I was more focused on, you know, how he was with holding and with Mason, and that was fine. So that was, you know, once I realized that was going to be no issue, then it's just business as usual.
Of the kick returners that were here all throughout training camp, did anybody do anything to separate themselves or create a little distance?
Well, yeah, I don't know if anybody really separated themselves. I mean, we tried to get as many returns as we can. I think, you know, we know that, you know, that we got some guys that can return. We got a new guy in there that can return, and it'll just be up to who's up. And, you know, our scheme's not going to change with whoever's back there, you know, the things that we've worked on. So it's just a matter of, you know, who coach says we have and put them in there and go.
With the changes that you've had at snapper and holder and punter, do you think they'll challenge you guys as far as going for blocks, or what do you expect?
Well, you know, I mean, their philosophy, I mean, they were, you know, number one in the NFL last year in punt returns. They were, you know, very, very high in kickoff returns. So, I mean, they're a return team now. Obviously, they're always going to, you know, they're going to check your oil, and if they feel like there's a weak link there, they're going to try to attack that. But, you know, their philosophy is they're a return team. I mean, and not that they don't come after you and try to block and those kinds of things, but, I mean, I would imagine that they're going to do what they do best. And as I said, you know, they were number one last year in the National Football League in punt return. I think they were number three overall. So, you know, it's a very, you know, they get anytime you got guys back there that can run and run real fast, you know, you got to take note.
Rob, get Brett back in here. Obviously, he has the history with Mason and, you know, the special teams unit. But what do you do in terms of getting him back up to speed and what, you know, getting ready for Sunday?
Well, I mean, you know, Brett's a professional. He's done it for an awful long time. And, you know, you could tell from the very first day that he's, you know, he's been working and been working hard at it. So there's not really any. I was joking with him a little bit yesterday. I said, you know, I kind of put him in some tough situations in terms of protection. And even though, you know, Jacksonville's more of a return team, you know, you never know. You got to try to be prepared. And he handled it fine. He said, you know, it's been a few months since he's, you know, it's been the Oakland game since he's, you know, he's had that kind of situation. But he handled it well, and there's no issues.
Like, I think Mason made, what, 6 out of 6 on field goals today. Is that a sign that snapper holder connection is pretty good, or is there
You know, Mason, you know, we just, once again, you work, they spend a lot of time together. And I think a lot of times people don't realize, you know, in kicking field goals, just how important those three guys are, you know. And in fact, when they came and got me, I was just looking at Jacksonville, studying going back last year's field goal blocks. And, you know, they got a guy to come off the edge. They're tough in the middle. So, I mean, we got to make sure we're sound. And then, you know, we got to have a great snap and a great hold. And I think that's the other good thing is, you know, Jacobs has been a holder. So he did it last year. So he's, you know, he's done that. He's got good hands. And, you know, Mason's comfortable with that. And so they just, you know, they do what they got to do.
Would you have any reservations, Ron, using Janice as a gun?
Well, if he's up, you know, I know. I mean, I think Janice is out there, and I've been impressed with the way he's practiced, and you know, he's worked the show teams for us and done a good job that way, and you know, so he wants to go, and he's going to do everything he can do to go, and not just up to, you know, what they say about that.
The depth that was kept at safety, can that help out special teams?
Well, it's going to have to. You know, you got to have those guys, and you know, it takes everybody. I mean, you got to have guys that can run, and you know, on your edges there, and you got to have, you know, your bigger guys. You got to be careful you don't get too small. You know, on your punt return team, for example, and in your kickoff team, and you know, you got to have some big guys like Jay Rohn and those guys that can run, and linebacker type guys that can get out and make some things happen. But I mean, obviously, you know, we're going to use who they give us and who they allow us to use. Try to put them. You know, and I think that's the one thing that you know, coaches talked about from day one is, you know, our scheme. You know, let's do the, you know, our scheme is you know, it's not necessarily matched to players. What we do is what we do, and then you're able to stick players in where, you know, hopefully we can, you know, we can use what they do best.
So you work all summer to build what you have, but now you don't. Maybe you won't have. Maybe you won't have Banjo. Maybe you won't have Elliott. You got a new snapper. You got a new holder/punter. Is there any concern there? I mean, it's a whole bunch of changes in a very short period of time.
Welcome to the National Football League. I mean, I think. I don't know. Is it? I mean, if you go back and you think about, you know, the injuries and things that you have, and I think goes in cycles and years, and you know, some years you have more than others. But I think one of the things that the coach does a great job is, I mean, hey, there's going to be change. There's going to be adversity. There's going to be things that happen. And you just keep playing, you know. And once again, your system has to be able to take care of that. And, you know, the personnel people bring in people that can play. And, you know, you just plug them in and you go. You know, I think that the big thing about, you know, trying to be simple with your scheme and let guys play fast, and that's something that we've, you know, since I've been here, we've really, really tried to do and let those guys go. And you can't worry about, you know, guys that aren't here. You know, you've heard that saying. I mean, you coach who's here, and that's kind of how we've looked at it. And they've just jumped in, and everybody's kind of pulled their weight.